The UK is made up of four countries: England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. England is the biggest country in the UK and has a population of around 56 million. The capital city is London. Scotland is the second most populated country in the UK with around 5.5 million people. The capital is Edinburgh. Wales is another country in the UK. Its population is around 3 million and the capital is Cardiff. Finally, Northern Ireland has a population of about 2 million and the capital city is Belfast. Like many other countries, there are many stereotypes attached to being British. Just like Spanish people love bullfighting and all Americans love fast food, there are stereotypical ideas linked to British people. Firstly, when people think of Britain, they often think of tea. Black tea, or breakfast tea, is the most popular type of tea in the UK. The average British person drinks 884 cups of tea per year. Afternoon tea is a popular activity for British people. This is a meal usually enjoyed as a treat or on a special occasion such as a birthday. Afternoon tea usually consists of sandwiches, scones with clotted cream and jam, sweet pastries, and cakes. Another stereotype connected to British people is that we are too polite. We are known to have extremely good manners, and so we use the words please, thank you, and sorry too much. Some say it's because we feel responsible for our bad weather and bad food, so we feel the need to apologise for everything. The average person says sorry around 8 times per day. There are also some stereotypes connected to being Scottish. For example, when people think of Scotland, they often think that men wear kilts or skirts every day. While it is true that some men wear kilts, they are usually only worn on special occasions such as weddings. Also, when people think of Scotland, they often think of the bagpipes. The bagpipes are a musical instrument used in Scottish folk music, and they have become known as a national symbol for Scotland. However, these days, piping has become so popular that there are more pipe bands in the US than there are in Scotland.